Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachas of Boina of Binyan on Shabbos, and specifically the halachas of Binyan Bekelim. We spoke about last time the three different reasons why it's mutter to close and open a keli, a utensil, a jar, and you let it screw the jar, the cover of the jar shut. We have three different reasons. And now we'll come to a different case, halacha l'maisa, which we in Afkamina of these reasons. The shaila is it mutter to open or close tightly a salt shaker? You have a salt shaker, a little glass or metal salt shaker, and it has a little cover. You take it off to put salt in, then you close it back up, and you screw it shut very tightly. Is that a problem on Shabbos or not? The same shaila will be, if you have a baby bottle, you want to screw the baby bottle cover tightly on Shabbos, is that mutter also? So first we'll talk about, so the baby bottle, l'chayr, is a pashta case of kisu kelim. So the baby bottle is pashta, that's mutter, for all three reasons. But what about the shaila of a salt shaker? The problem with the salt shaker is, that Bishlam, if you go like Rav Shlomo Zalman's reason, is because that's Derech Tashmisha. The way you use a salt shaker is by opening and closing it. That's the way you use it. You have to put in salt, open it to put in salt, close it back up to shake out salt, and open it up again to put more salt in. Since that's Derech Tashmisha, if you're Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's Pashut, it's Mutter. But what about for the reason of a Shulchan Aruch HaRav? Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that because you open it up daily, that's why it's not a problem. L'chayra, a salt shaker, you open up once every 3 weeks. You don't use that much salt every 3 weeks, so maybe it's Aser. So I said over Asfar of Amatnas Avram that he says it doesn't have to be that you do open it every day. It's something that's possible that you will open it. And a salt shaker, it's possible. If you use up the salt today, you'll be opening it. And therefore, Lefir Shulchan Aruch HaRav also, it's mutter because that's also called like a kisu kelim. Now, what about Lefir Chazanish? So someone at the time, Lefir Chazanish, it's usher to open and close this salt shaker. Why? Because the Chazanish says that the only time it's mutter, if they're both kalim, I'm just attaching two kalim. But here, a salt shaker without the cover is useless. So you need it together to make it into a keli. So maybe lefir chazanish will be aser. But on that, the Archa Shavar says, even lefir chazanish, it's mutter. And the reason is, because chazanish has another svara. He says, if you would keep this together forever, it would ruin the whole purpose of the keli, of the utensil, then that's also not called binyan by putting it together. Because if you put it together, a salt shaker, and never open it up, you'll never be able to get salt in there. And therefore, it would be useless, the salt shaker. And therefore, putting it together is not making it a keli to stay this way. And therefore, it's not considered binyan because it's made to open up, because if you keep it this way, it'll ruin the keli. And therefore, the Aruch HaShabbos says, even if chazanish is mutter. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, it's mutter to open and close a salt shaker, even if you make it very tight, and even if it's beat up for a few days, it's mutter, and it's not a problem to open and close a salt shaker on Shabbos. Now, another shaila, a very common shaila, is they have these shtenders that it's made with a base, and the base has two poles coming up, and then the top of the shtender has a shtender part, and at the shtender comes two skinnier poles, and they go into the poles on the bottom. Now, if you want to adjust the height, you have a little screw on each side, and you make it the right height, and you tighten it. You make it the height you want, and you tighten it. And you want to make it lower, you loosen it and put it down. So shaila is that a problem of binyan and stira on Shabbos? Because you're making it very tight. There's a screw, it makes it very tight. And now I'm making it higher and lower. Is that mutter or aser? So there's different svaras to say that it's mutter. The Michas Yitzchak actually holds that it's aser, since you keep it there for a few days at a time. A lot of times you keep it there for a few weeks at a time until someone's shorter uses the shtender. Therefore, the Michas Yitzchak holds it's aser. But a lot of Paiskim hold it's mutter. In the Oz Nidvaru, he says it's mutter. Out this din of the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Bi'ur of Shlomo Zalman, that the derech hashtamshus of this shtender is to go up and down, and therefore it's not called binyan. When I make it higher, it's not called making a binyan. That's the way I use it, make it higher and lower. And therefore, the Oz Nidbaru says that according to Rav Shlomo Zalman's Bi'ur in the Mishnah Berurah of Kisa Kalim, it's mutter to make the shtender go up and down. Another svara found in the Shevet HaLevi, he says that the svara, the reason why shtender is mutter is because even when it's higher or lower, whatever it is, it's always royal l'shimush. So it never became ois keli. It never became not a keli. It always was useful, just sometimes higher and lower. So even when I put it higher and then I untighten and make it lower, while I untighten it, still was very usable. Even if it falls down to the bottom, it's always usable. It never became ois keli. It never became not a keli. It never got ruined from, never lost its shame keli. And therefore, it's mutter to put it up and down. And that's the ikka svara with the person go with. Therefore, if for some reason you took the entire shtender and the two little skinnier poles out of the base, you took it completely out, or the whole screw came out, the halacha is, it would be usher to put it back together. Because there, it's making a keli. The only tzad heto may be for Yerushalayim Zalman, but even for Yerushalayim Zalman would be usher. It's not derech tashmisha to take it apart. The derech tashmisha to go up and down. So therefore, lekuli amah, if it came apart, to put it back together, would be usher to do on Shabbos. But the higher and lower, most Paiskim will hold that the higher and lower, even tighten it with the screw on the side, it's mutter to do on Shabbos.